Phil Hendry Show is brought to you by your participating local Nissan dealers.
This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
We're joined this hour by Dean Wheeler from the U.S. Out of Iraq Committee. It's based out of Novato, California. Today's news has a story about a French lawyer who's volunteered to become Saddam Hussein's attorney in any possible war crimes trial. This man's name is Jacques Vergier. Now, I know, Mr. Wheeler, you're opposed to the ongoing prosecution of this war in Iraq. Do you have any comments about Saddam Hussein and the possible war crimes that this man committed? Because I think on some level we have a maybe two different things. We're talking about a war, and we're talking about a man whose leadership of a country might have been in violation of international law.
Well, Phil, as you know, all of us who are opposed to the war in Iraq, by extension, believe that the removal of Saddam Hussein, therefore, had to be illegal. You can't. It's difficult for those of you who favor the war to understand this, but it was illegal. The action taken by the United States of America was illegal. And therefore, to say that Saddam Hussein was removed from power legally would be also a contradiction. So we are therefore opposed to the illegal removal of Saddam Hussein because we're opposed to this illegally prosecuted war.
Well, this puts you in an uncomfortable position, doesn't it, to put Saddam Hussein back in power?
I don't think it's uncomfortable. I think most of the people who have favored the prosecution of this illegal war have a hard time understanding that it does take some study. We're in favor of reinstating Saddam Hussein only because his removal was clearly illegal. It went against all international law and went against the will of the UN. And truly, other than the dubious accounts of his actions in his own country, and many of these accounts are still under review as to their veracity.
Well, did you see the films of people being thrown off the rooftops?
I saw those films. Yes, I did.
These were people who were being thrown from the roofs of buildings. These were political violators. Do you think those are apocryphal?
No, I know that those were actions that took place within the territorial integrity of Iraq. But we're talking about an illegal war, one that violated international law. And the anti-war movement at least has the morality to say we must be consistent, and we must say that this is an illegal act. And really, the dishonesty of George Bush, he's the one who lied to us when he said there were weapons of mass destruction. We believed him. And if you want to put someone on trial, it should be George Bush.
All right, Mr. Wheeler, it's no secret to you that I was and I continue to be an advocate of the Iraq War. Having said that, isn't there at least a common ground between the anti-war people and the pro-war people in that we are both happy Saddam Hussein is gone? Now, that was always my understanding.
Well, I think that assumption is a bit premature because you have to understand that the anti-war movement is populated by highly principled people, highly moral people. To remove this tyrant from power might have been good if you and Mr. Bush had simply said, well, we're going to remove a tyrant from power, but you lied and said there were weapons of mass destruction. And we in the anti-war movement reject this kind of immorality and this hypocrisy.
Well, you know, there's a lot of questions I got to ask you. You're like, okay, all right. So in other words, if we told the truth, which you say is the truth, I don't think President Bush lied. I think he was misled by intelligence.
We like to say he was misled by his own lack of intelligence.
Well, all of those nice things and those funny cracks about his brains aside, I suppose I could say to you, if there had been a truthful statement, we're going to go in and get this guy just because he's a son of a bee, then that would be all right with you.
If they'd only told us the truth, but they didn't. They lied.
So if they told the truth and said, we're going in just because we want to get him out of there, that would have been okay?
Well, I don't know if it would have been all right, but at least it probably would not have been all right because that is not really legitimate grounds to remove someone from power.
So there's no reason that could have been provided that would have been legitimate to get him out of there.
See,
if they said, well, there's weapons of mass destruction. I won't argue the point with you, but your group is in contact with a French attorney by the name of Jacques Vergier, is that correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Who has said he would represent Mr. Hussein. Why are you in contact with him?
Well, the anti-war movement here in the United States and around the world, Phil, has a moral duty to assist, if we can, Mr. Vergier's defense of Saddam Hussein for two reasons. Number one, As anti-war advocates, we feel he was removed illegally and should therefore be reinstated. And also, the news we're getting from Iraq is that Mr. Hussein is putting up a rather spirited resistance to his interrogators. And that's of interest to us because it shows that he's not cowed by the American CIA, which in the anti-war movement we've always felt was evil. And possibly they have Osama bin Laden in custody. And if they do, it's also probable that Mr. bin Laden's giving them as hard a time as Mr. Hussein is.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Dean Wheeler from the U.S. Out of Iraq Committee out of Novato, California, is joining us. The war in Iraq was illegal, and so therefore Saddam Hussein should be reinstated. If nothing else, he should be defended with American dollars. You're asking for American dollars, aren't you?
We certainly are, because we recognize, if the polls are correct, that the American people are now coming around to the notion that Saddam Hussein was removed illegally, that our involvement in Iraq is a debacle, and that we can start out by setting things right. And that would include a moral, highly moral and responsible stand, which says that this man's entitled to the best possible defense, and ultimately to be returned to power in Iraq. That's why the anti-war movement, I think, has been so healthy in the United States and has been such a tough impediment to you pro-war people. We stand on very high principle.
So because Mr. Hussein may be giving the CIA a hard time, you sort of admire him?
Well, you have to understand the CIA is responsible for so much of the world's suffering. It was the CIA that has most probably had their hand in some of these recent earthquakes in Iran. It's the CIA that has probably had their hand in keeping Canada out of the war, even though we're glad Canada, our brothers and sisters in Canada, aren't in the Iraq war. I think it was the CIA that kept them out. So Canada not being in the war may be actually a bad thing, even though we're glad they aren't.
How did the CIA keep Canada out of the war, I'd like to know?
Well, I don't know how they did it, but the end result is to have Canada universally hated in America and therefore make immigration between the countries tougher, perhaps thus keeping out innocent Arab citizens from getting here.
Mr. Wheeler, you know, I'm listening to what you're saying here, sir. And
well, I know I'm frustrating you, Phil, because of the morality of where I'm coming from.
But the logic of your argument that Saddam may be evil, but it was illegal to remove him dishonestly is lost on me. Please explain this.
What
you're saying is, you know, it was illegal to remove him, so therefore we need to put him back. Even though you agree with me, he was evil.
Yes, absolutely. But you have to understand, see, were you part of the anti-war movement? No, I don't think you were.
And no, I've never been part of the anti-Iraq war movement. I was part of the anti-Vietnam war movement, if that helps.
Well, I'm not old enough really to remember that, but we do admire the people who were in the anti-Vietnam movement because it looked as if they were really organized very well. Right now the international community hates us. They hate America. By someone getting the money to finance the defense of Saddam Hussein, we can win back international approval and win back approval from countries like France and Canada. And the only thing the Canadians want to know is, will America start treating Saddam Hussein according to international law? I've spoken with many of them, and they're very concerned about this. The Canadian people stayed out of the war because it was so immoral.
And well, you know something, I got questions about that.
Well, a cynical man would, okay.
Well, maybe I'm a cynical man, but I certainly got questions about whether countries stayed out of this war on principle, for crying out loud.
Well, again, if he's allowed to be found innocent and to resume his role as that country's leader, I've talked with many Canadians and they agree with me, and many people internationally, we need to be moral, principled, and to understand that the best way to deal with the situation in Iraq right now is to be consistent morally. And it was an illegal war prosecuted without the consent of the United Nations in violation of international law, and therefore the anti-war movement in America and around the world is saying Saddam Hussein must be returned to power.
Well, forget the fact it's never going to happen. You know that, don't you?
Well, he has a very good attorney.
Well, it's not going to happen. It's never going to happen. 1-800-449-8686. This is David. Go ahead, David. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, Phil, listen. I listen to you quite a bit. As a matter of fact, I just started. You see this guy that you have on here? He's just another one of these guys that are anti-American.
No,
you understand?
I love this country.
You're anti-American. You're another one of these 60s guys that were bashing the guy, the young guys that fought in Vietnam. You're doing it now. Let me tell you something, pal. If this man has weapons of mass destruction, you can bet your bottom dollar that they have them, because who do you think he got them from?
Well, the United States out of Iraq is very focused in brightening the image of the United States. By reinstating Saddam Hussein, we can heal this black eye on our nation.
The knowledge that these people have regarding that issue is first rate. He got the weapons of mass destruction from this country. Do you understand?
I agree with that.
I'm quite sure.
I agree with that.
Well, wait a minute. If you agree with that, then... If you agree with that, hold on for a minute. This guy's not listening to a thing. If you agree with that, then you believe he has weapons of mass destruction.
No, I'm saying that if he had weapons of mass destruction, he got them from the United States.
But this guy's saying that if the guy's got... that we would have first-hand knowledge of it, given the fact that we gave him those weapons of mass destruction.
That is correct, but I don't believe he has them. And I think what you're doing is you're just chasing your tail on this one, Phil.
No, you're chasing your tail. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Dean Wheeler joins us. The anti-war movement in America would like Saddam Hussein ultimately returned to power because it was an illegal prosecution of a war. It was in violation of international law, and therefore his removal from power was illegal, and therefore he should be returned to power. They're also collecting money, and we're going to give that address out here in a moment, for his defense. The attorney is a guy by the name of Jacques Verges, V-E-R-G-E-S. He's a French attorney, naturally, who's going to defend Saddam Hussein. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show will be right back.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. The epitome of radio. Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
We're talking with a Mr. Dean Wheeler. He's with the Iraq out of U.S. out of Iraq Committee in Novato, California. Before we get to some phone calls here, our number is 1-800-449-8686. You've stated that Saddam Hussein is sort of an admirable guy because he's giving U.S. interrogators from the CIA a tough time. That the prosecution of this war was illegal because it wasn't sanctioned by the United Nations, and that his removal from office was therefore illegal. And though he, by all rights, should be back in power.
Well, you keep sort of harping on this, Mr. Henry.
That's your position, isn't it?
No, our position is that Saddam Hussein is a terrible... Don't make any mistake. He was a terrible tyrant. But...
that's the thing with you guys. He was a terrible tyrant, but... I mean, what do you stand on this, man? Do you like him in there, or do you like him out of there?
We're glad he's gone, but we don't like the method that was used. And so, therefore, we feel it is morally our obligation to send money to his defense attorney.
You're glad he's gone, but you don't like the method that was used, and so, therefore, you're sending money to his defense attorney. Now, what if this guy gets Saddam Hussein off... Saddam Hussein becomes a free man and is able to resume power in Iraq. Will that be good?
I think what it'll be, Phil, is this, and I know you're angry, and I want you to mute your anger a little bit and just please hear me, okay?
No, would that be a good thing if the guy was back in power?
Please just mute your anger and hear me. It would not be a good thing for the Iraqi people if he were back in power. You're right. But it would be highly moral and good for the world if he were back in power, because international law would be upheld.
Great. So let's torture a few more Iraqis, but we can all feel good in the rest of the world? See, this is what I don't understand, man. And
well, it's difficult for you people who've been rattling the sabers for so long to understand individuals such as myself. I come from a highly principled area, and we in the anti-war movement are very, very principled and moral.
1-800-44. Yeah, it's some way you say that. It's just
it bothers you. I can hear the anger in your voice.
Yeah, there is a way that you say that's bothering me. 1-800-449-8686. Mark, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Dean Wheeler. Go ahead,
Mr. Wheeler.
Yes, hello.
I have a comment.
Yes, sir.
United Nations Resolution 1147 gave the United States or any other member nation of the United Nations the power to take Saddam Hussein out because he did not live up to the promises that he made to the United Nations.
Well, that's up for a discussion, really, because the United Nations Security Council had not yet given the go-ahead. And so when we went in, and you have to understand, we made a lot of enemies. And we were respected around the world, and now no one likes us.
Well, I don't think it's so much that they don't like us. I think it's because we have a powerful nation, and people don't like us. And the only reason that the French is going to defend him is because the French don't want to fight anyway. The only reason they don't want to fight is because they think diplomacy is better.
Well, and I think diplomacy is always better because it saves lives. And Saddam Hussein, I don't like him. Please understand, I don't like him, but I wish he was still in power.
See, you hear that? That's what I'm having a hard time with. That's what I'm having a hard time with. You don't like him, but you wish he was still in power.
Yes.
You wished he was still in power so he could go to the north and gas and kill more Kurds and fly his airplanes and helicopters in the no-fly zone and watch them all get shot down?
Well, I'm an anti-war activist, and so I don't know anything about that. But
you don't know anything about people being murdered by their own leader? You don't know anything about people...
All I know is that President Bush lied when he said there were weapons of mass destruction. And
you know, I had this argument with somebody earlier. I said, look, the means may suck, but what about the ends? Okay?
The ends never justify the means, Phil. You know that from school.
Well, the ends might not justify the means, but yet they found a Russian MiG buried in the sand.
Well...
with no wings on it. They found the wings later... fully loaded with armament. Now, that right there is a weapon of mass destruction.
Well, wouldn't you rather America were more like Canada and Switzerland? Just
no,
being tighter in
Canada and
Canada
Switzerland.
Doesn't have an army to begin with.
And I say bravo
States
to them.
Supports Canada.
I say bravo to Canada for not having an army.
They couldn't invade their own neighbor if they wanted to next door.
They couldn't invade themselves.
Oh, that's very funny. That's really good.
Anyway, thank you, Mark. 1-800-449-8686.
That's the kind of... we want the international community to look upon our great country as a friend to all. We want to be the world's new best friend.
Why do I think I'm talking to Mr. Rogers here? I mean, you know...
No, Mr. Henry, it is your cynicism, I think, that blinds you to the things that our world needs.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Amy, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes. Hi, Amy.
Hi. You know, I want to say that I'm against the war just as much as the other
bravo.
Guy.
Bravo, Amy.
But I do have a point that Saddam Hussein should not be in power, regardless if the war was illegal. The things that he would do to instill hate in the children that are suffering, and for you to be an anti-war person, you have to be a human activist. And the human activist would not agree with what he did to his people.
Yes, but we took
the human rights.
Just
were
because, Amy, I want
destroyed,
you to...
and they're going to come
yes.
back
Listen.
Two times fold on us if he gets back into power,
now,
regardless
Amy,
of you, how he was
but,
taken out.
But just because Saddam murdered people doesn't mean he shouldn't be in power. It
no, you know, regardless if he should or should
what?
Not be in power, look at what he did to his people and why they hated us.
Now, what do you think about that, Mr. Wheeler? Look at what he did to his own people.
And how
I
they hated us, and they come over here and did it to us
we
because
to,
of the leadership in their country.
We need to make an example of that. We're a kind
and
of
And we are
it's
over there rebuilding their nation, giving them the power and the means
don't
to
you think
do that, even more than they did before.
Don't
and if he goes
well,
back
what
and
kind of an
the money
are you?
That our president has
all
put
right.
over there, you I mean,
I just
are
don't
you
understand
not
how
looking at the
all
whole?
These people
Hello? Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. We'll
the
be
Phil
back.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Relocating the edge and jumping over. The Phil Henry Show is back.
Talking with Dean Wheeler of the U.S. Out of Iraq Committee from Northern California. There's a part of on your website there's a section of your website that says waking up against the war. And you go on to talk about how good it feels to be a person against the war, because against the war in Iraq, because you are morally superior to people who are in favor of it?
No, Phil, I don't think we said that.
Well, you use the terms moral superiority.
No, what we're saying is it feels good to get up in the morning and know that you are completely consistent with your opposition to the war in Iraq. It was against the UN Charter, and therefore it was wrong for us to take out Saddam Hussein. And whether he murdered many of his citizens, I think it's very unfortunate. I don't agree with that. I know that, you know, a lot of people are up in the air about it, but I personally think it's wrong. You can't just go in and take him out without the United Nations approval. Otherwise, you become the worst terrorist the world has ever known. And that's what we are today. The United States is the worst terrorist that the world has ever known in its history. Because we went in and we took out this man. And
even though he murdered his own people, and
don't keep bringing that up, please, because it only serves to sway people and obfuscate my argument.
Well, I'm going to keep bringing it up. He murdered his own people. Okay, there. Even though it's not consistently logical, that's the whole thing.
Well, what we're saying, and you asked me about a portion of our website, we want the world to like us again. We want the world to like us again. And that's what we tell the kids. We do a lot of outreach in schools. And would you like the world to like us again? And the kids all go, yay. And that's how I feel.
It's one thing to convince third graders, sir. It's quite something else to convince the voting electorate. 1-800-449-8686. Jason, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, how are you gentlemen doing?
Fine, sir.
Hello, Jason.
I just wanted to say that I'm about as middle of the road as you can get, and I can understand where you're saying, well, you think that we went the wrong way about this, you know, from
yes.
a purist standpoint.
Of course, yes.
I can understand that. But, you know, and I had a little opposition as far as the risk to our own troops' lives.
Oh, it's terrible.
Know.
It's terrible.
But I have to say, though, I mean, when you look at what was accomplished, I mean,
well, what was accomplished was an illegal action.
Hold on, but I honestly think that it was done for the best of intentions, and in the end, it really did work out for the best.
Well, but look, he's now sitting in U.S. custody, and it's like arresting someone and putting him in a squad car, and not, you know, what did I do wrong? Well, you just exist. That's what you did wrong.
That's not what he did. He didn't just exist.
I mean, there's no...
He committed acts.
We have three main initiatives. Stop wasting the time of our soldiers, put everything back as it was, and make people like us again. And wouldn't it be nice...
This isn't a popularity contest.
If people liked us,
we have to do what's right.
I agree with Jason. Sometimes doing the thing that is right is the least popular thing. And you want us to be popular?
Let me tell the two of you about a time not too long ago in America. And there was a wonderful song out. It was called I'd Like to Teach the World to Sing. I'd like to build the world a home. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And furnish it with love. Well, Coca-Cola took it and they turned it into a radio commercial. I'd like to, you know, buy everybody a Coke, you know, and that was fun. And when we look in the mirror and we see a Middle...
What are you talking about, Mr. Wheeler?
When we look in the mirror and we see a Middle Easterner looking back with a smile, then we are on our way to harmony in the world. Because inside of every American is a Muslim screaming to get out.
Disagree with that.
Well, you're entitled to your opinion.
I disagree with that.
I think that what you're saying is really nice, and it's very, you know...
Wouldn't it be nice?
Idealist, but, you know, this is a real world, and there's tough things that happen, and there's tough decisions, and there's men that have to make these decisions for the betterment of us all.
And what if they made them?
Sometimes...
Yeah, I know, Jason.
Sometimes it's not so...
What if they made them?
Sometimes we don't all agree.
What if they made those decisions? I'd like to teach the world to sing... Coca-Cola.
Why don't you sing that to Saddam? You know, maybe he would like.
You know what?
Maybe he should have done that. But
yeah,
you know
try singing that one to the glass.
Got taken out.
Yeah, get on the phone with Saddam. Look through the pane of glass and start singing that song.
I know, and let's see what he says about that.
You know, you gentlemen are very cynical, but I bet you if I
no,
did,
I'm
he,
not cynical. Not at all. Not
go,
at all.
You know,
but I'm about as cynical
right.
as you are in a protective bubble. I mean, this is.
I'd like to build
the
world a home.
All right. Jason, thank you for your call.
I just would like to build a world of
thanks
home
for hearing
furniture
me out.
With love.
Thank you, sir.
Gentlemen, have a good night.
Thank you very much, sir. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Sherry. Go ahead, Sherry. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey.
Hi, Sherry.
My point is that Saddam Hussein himself is a weapon of mass destruction. He's the weapon. And
well, Sherry, that's very poetic, but hardly to the point. The United Nations.
I'm not a poet.
Specified
I'm a realist.
What a weapon of mass destruction was, and it wasn't a man. Have you ever seen the Coca-Cola commercial where the polar bears hold the bottle with
look,
their paws?
Will you forget
you
about that, please?
You're insane yourself, like Saddam Hussein. Oh, I am a poet. Saddam
no.
Hussein's insane. Listen,
you know,
let me tell you something.
Tells
my son-in-law
you have a lot
is
of friends.
In Special Forces at Fort Bragg. And he is all for this.
Oh, I'm so sorry
he
for
would
that.
Risk his life.
Oh, I feel so terrible for you.
Why?
Terrible
son,
for me. I feel
son,
honored.
That her son is now picking up arms against his brothers in Iraq. Sherry. The fact
you what,
don't
what do you mean brothers in Iraq?
Life.
You think those scumbag Chechens and Iranians that are over there with Al-Qaeda are brothers? Is that what you're saying?
Phil,
yeah, wait a
there
minute.
Was a man who,
ask me that again because you're not making any sense.
I'm asking you, Sherry, do you really feel good about your son picking up a weapon and putting on the uniform of the world's greatest terrorist to go over and kill innocent Iraqi babies?
Oh, come on.
Oh, please.
Come on.
Oh, please. You know, I tell you what,
you know,
you've got very
you
little
people.
To say. I think you're on the air because you want attention. I think
yeah,
you're
it sounds like you're
attention.
Sounds like you're an attention hog.
What I am is a man looking to keep this country from engaging in illicit wars, and this one was, and illegally.
Why don't you go live over there?
You know,
if
Sherry,
you make it so great over there. Why don't you go live?
Sherry,
over
I
there?
Wrote you a poem. I wrote you.
Why
poem.
Don't you why
listen
don't
to
you
this? I wrote
arm.
You a poem. Sherry, Sherry, quite contrary. How does your garden grow? With Muslim friends and Islam pals and pretty burkas all in a row.
Listen, Muslim,
see?
By the way, is a religion. I heard your little comment a little while ago.
What did I do?
You said inside of everybody is a Muslim. What? That's a religion.
Inside of every American is a Muslim screaming
a Muslim,
your rib out.
Muslim is a religion.
A Muslim's a religion?
Yeah.
I wasn't familiar with that.
Yeah.
Islam is the religion that Muslims practice. Islam is the religion. The practitioner
well,
Islam of
Islam is a religion,
is a
but
Muslim.
They are called Muslims.
So he's called an Islam.
Just because you live over in that country, you're not a Muslim.
Are you? Well, what are you?
I'm an American.
Well,
and
I know
I'm
you
Christian.
Are, but I know I am. But what are you? That's what my kids used to say. Isn't that stupid? And that's the way we act internationally. Oh, I know I am. But what are you? What I want to do, Sherry, is this.
You're crazy.
I'm crazy?
Yeah.
I'm crazy to want to keep babies from being murdered by members of the Fort
well,
Bragg military.
Oh, no, wait a
babies,
second.
You would have wanted him to be picked up because he's a slaughter person. I mean, all he wants to do
a
is kill people.
Person.
All he wants to do is rape.
Well, there's something to be said for that. With the right kind of women, I guess that was in bad taste, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's in horrible taste. Horrible taste.
I'll tell you what.
Roses are red, violets are blue.
Say, and you're trying to be real trivial about it.
I think you
it.
Are being kind of
stupid. Serious matter.
Yeah.
Well, I'm a member of the anti-war movement in America, okay?
So why not be trivial? Is that what you're saying?
What else
no,
are
I'm
you
not...
a member of? Anything else that you can get attention by being a member
I
of?
Happen to, I happen
so
to run a bloody class.
So that you can get in the middle
class.
Of it and cause a stink?
I run five bloody classes a week. Roses are red, violets are blue. Sherry sure would look good with a Muslim or two.
Let me tell you something. I
oh,
also
boy.
Have a son-in-law that is from the
well,
Middle
what,
East.
And what murdering military unit is he a part of?
He's not a part of any of it. He was so happy when he got conquered, and he was jumping up and down.
Did you ever see Bill and Ted's Adventures? Oh, dude, you're so totally conquered. Did you see that?
Why do you keep referring
you know something?
To
he's
other
an
things
imbecile.
Instead of getting to the point?
Get
and
to the freaking
the
point.
Here's the point, Sherry.
You want to dodge the bullet,
I'd like to
you?
Teach the world to sing in perfect harmony. I'd like to hold it in my arms and keep it company.
Let me
I'd like to
something.
Rock the
you're
world
like
back
an
and
idiot.
Forth and burp
you're
it
talking
like a baby.
In riddles yourself.
Yeah, you sound like a moron.
I'm a moron. I'm talking about burping the world like a baby, and I'm a moron. Thank you very much.
Oh, my God.
He hung up. He hung up. Sherry, thank you.
Thank you.
1-800-449-8686. What a bozo. What do you want again?
Well, I wanted to call back and finish the zone.
You want to hold the world in your arms and burp it like a baby, huh?
Mm-hmm.
There he goes, Dean Wheeler. Hey, the guy's got a point, man. It's not logical. If it's an illegal war, then it ain't logical. Then it's illegal to take the guy out. And then guess what? I think the cat's going to walk.